I use wisdom as knowledge. I use wisdom as knowledge. I seek wisdom as the key to understanding my divine inner self. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I truly use wisdom as knowledge. That's what it is. Wisdom is knowledge. Knowledge is something that can truly be studied and learned, but wisdom, taking that knowledge and using it beneficially to all areas in my life, that is where I seek understanding through my divine inner self. My divine inner self is always telling me what it is that makes me happy. My divine inner self is always telling me what makes the world go round, what makes things content and fulfilled in all of life. That's what my divine in me tells me. Now, is that divine in me always telling me wisely and well? Is it always telling me things that are beneficial to me? Is it always telling me things that will reveal to me all the things that will make me happy as can be? Well, truly, yes. Truly, yes, because I use this wisdom as knowledge. I seek wisdom as the key to understanding my divine inner self. So, I could know facts. Oh, facts are abundant about me. And the facts about me are everywhere telling all of the things that are exciting to them. They're telling me all the things that are so and never changing. And then the next instant, they change. The next instant, the facts change. I do not go to the moon. And then I get in a spaceship and I go to the moon and I go to the moon. Now, a moment ago, I said I do not go to the moon and I truly didn't. And then a moment later, I go to the moon, and I truly did. And we are just as changeable in everything we do. And how wonderful and how important it is to realize that wisdom is knowledge. And it is only knowledge when I use it as the key to understanding my divine inner self. Now, my divine inner self is not a matter that I do not go to the moon and I go to the moon. My divine inner self is the realization that I have already done all these things. I am not going to do something new. I'm not going to do something that I have never done before. I think to myself, I have never been to the moon. Now I'm going to the moon. And I get into the rocket ship and away I go. And I think how wonderful that is. And truly, I've already been there. I've already been there, done that, on everything that could possibly be done. Now, what difference does it make? Well, the difference that it makes is that I've already fulfilled everything that life could offer for me to fulfill. I have already been everything that I could ever be. I am perfect. I am divine. I am right action. I am peace. I am success. I am abundance. I am health. I am all that the human could be. Already. It's already done. Now, as I recognize this and I lay claim to this, then I don't pursue it. I live it. And truly, this is what each of us is here on planet Earth to do, to live being a human being, but the divine human being, the most ideal human being that we can possibly do, and it's already done. It's not something we have to accomplish, not something we have to prove ourselves in doing. It's just a matter of doing it. And we do it by saying, I like me. And when I say, I like me, everything works out in divine order. Everything works out harmoniously, beautifully, perfectly, marvelously. Everything is already done. I've already done it. Yes, that's true. It is like knowledge, it's like facts. It's already been done. And how wonderful that is to already have been done. Now, all those boogeymen, all those things that say to me, I have yet to do this, I have yet to accomplish this, I am poorer, I am richer, I am healthier, I am not. Now, what is it? What is it that this is all about? It's a game. Now, yes, it's a game. And am I smart enough and willing enough to play the game? Am I willing enough to play the game that says, whatever thought I have in my thinking is what I experience in my outer life? It's no more real or not real than that. It is just the fact. That's the way the game is. You put gas in the car and the car will go. You put no gas in the car and the car will not go. Unless you have that car going in your consciousness and you do not conceive for a second that that car needs gas to function. You do not conceive for a second. You say, I am going to visit a friend. And my friend is in a distant country. And so, mentally, you visualize your friend in the distant country, and mentally you visualize yourself there, and you are there. You had no car, you had no train, you had no boat, you had no plane. You just were there. Now, how did you do that? How did you do that? How did you go from where you are to where your friend is at a distant country and not use any transportation? Well, you went by your thought. And we go by our thought all the time. That's the only way we do go, in fact. We may use these outer symbols, these outer gadgets of knowledge and wisdom, but we are truly not using them. They are merely toys along the way. When you drive in a car, are you driving in the car, or are you driving along the road, or are you looking at the path you're taking? When you are walking, are you walking from here to there, or are you there even when you're here? Because you're thinking of there and you're there. We are fantastic beings. We know that life is a set of rules. It's a game. And we know that the sooner we learn the rules of the game, we'll play the game in all its diversity and all of its complexity and all of its magnificence. Right now, we will not think that we have to do something different. I seek wisdom as the key to understanding my divine inner self. I seek this wisdom as the rules of the game. And as I play the game by the rules, the game is fun. And the game is always a success. I always am wealthy. I always am healthy. I always am happy. I always am fulfilled in every possible way. So what game are you playing today? What game am I playing today? Am I playing the game of it is done? Am I playing the game of wisdom as knowledge? Yes. My wisdom says it's done. My knowledge says maybe. So I let my wisdom be the controlling factor, and then I say, it is done. All is in divine order right now. All is fulfilled in its most beautiful, most fantastic, most glorious, most wonderful way, because that is who I am, and that's all I am. I use wisdom as knowledge, and I seek wisdom as the key to understanding my divine inner self, and knowing that it is done now is all the wisdom I need, and my divine inner self reveals itself to me because it says, yes, Herb, all is done right now, and it's wonderful. This instant illumination comes to me every moment of my life, and I am the happiest being alive. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.